And here's another interesting weather fact.
Another? Great!
Changes in jet streams can affect the speed at which the Earth rotates on its axis. So bad weather can actually make the day longer.
Oh, there must be a hell of a storm somewhere.
Joke if you must, but you're going to miss these moments. With Leonard home in a few days, this was your last time driving me to the grocery store.
You know, I will miss this.
I'll tell you what. If my apples are mealy, we'll hit the produce section for one last crazy blowout. Heck, you can even push the cart. Please don't take my looking forward to Leonard's return as criticism of the job you've been doing in his absence.
I won't.
That criticism will come later in your report card.
Yeah, I didn't stay for the detention. I'm not going to read the report card.
Penny enters her flat.
Hello.
Keep your voice down.
Oh my gosh, you were supposed to be here till Sunday.
We finished the experiment early, so I thought I'd come home and surprise you.
Oh my gosh, why are we whispering?
I didn't tell Sheldon so we could have a few days alone.
Oh, that is so romantic.
Sure, that's why I did it.
I just cannot believe you're here.
Penny, it's your lucky day. Three of the eggs are clearly not jumbo. Grab your keys.
In a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the Earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to drool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall,
we built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a Big Bang.
Hey! The Big Bang Theory.
Yo, Stuart, I was wondering if you could help me find something.
Happy to, unless it's hope or a reason to live.
Oh, you make me laugh, sad clown. Anywho, Leonard will be back in a couple days, and I need a welcome home gift for him. As he's been at sea, perhaps something with a nautical theme might be appropriate.
Okay, well, I don't know how much you want to spend, but I do have this pretty cool Aquaman statue.
Sheldon raises his eyebrows.
Aquaman? This isn't a gag gift, Stuart.
Yeah, just as well. It's a pretty rare piece. I'd rather just sell it to a real collector.
I'm a real collector. How rare is it?
Oh, I shouldn't even have mentioned it. How about a Batman squirt gun?
Don't try and trick me into buying something I don't want. Now let's talk Aquaman.
What were they thinking, putting Dr. Octopus's mind in Spider-Man's body?
Well, I've been quite enjoying that. It combines all the superhero fun of Spider-Man with all the body-switching shenanigans of Freaky Friday. Both versions, original and Lohan.
Both versions, original and Lohan? You're an idiot.
Hey, what's your problem?
Sorry, I've been kind of snippy lately. It's probably the stupid diet I'm on.
Why are you on a diet?
I put on a couple pounds. I had to buy these pants in the men's section.
Well, we've all seen your mom. That butterball turkey was bound to come home to roost.
$1,200, that's my final offer.
All right, Sheldon, you win. I'm sure Leonard is gonna love this.
Oh, right, a present for Leonard. You better throw in that squirt gun.
Yeah, I don't know. This squirt gun, it's pretty rare.
Ooh.
This is me doing the Titanic pose on the boat.
Oh.
Oh, that's me getting rescued after I fell in.
Oh. Oh, that's pizza.
Yep. Here's some money.
Thank you.
And I'm gonna hit the head. That's what us salty sea dogs say when we have to go pee-pee.
Hey.
$22.50.
Okay, here's the $25. Keep the change.
Seriously? I just walked up like 4 flights of stairs.
Okay, well, here's, 30-something cents, and I promise I won't call your boss and tell him you reek of marijuana.
Oh, Penny, I see you've ordered pizza. I have Chinese food.
That's nice.
Oh, that's a rather earthy cologne. My uncle used to wear that. Perhaps we can enjoy one last meal together before Leonard returns.
Yeah, thanks, but I kind of feel like eating alone tonight, so.
Are you sure? With your Italian pizza and my Chinese noodles, we could play Marco Polo. I mean, of course, a reenactment of a meal in the life of Marco Polo, the Venetian explorer, not Marco Polo, the terrifying water sport.
Yeah, it sounds fun, but no thanks. Have a good night.
What, now, do you have company?
No. You know what? The toilet's been doing that. I called the building manager, so...
No, I can take a look at it. I'm quite familiar with plumbing. You know, not to brag, but I spent most of fifth grade with my head in a toilet.
Yeah, no. You know what, Sheldon? It's okay. You don't have to go into the bathroom.
That's curious. If there's no one here, why are there two glasses of wine on the table?
Oh, well, you know, I've got two hands and a bit of a drinking problem.
Of course. Ask a silly question. That's odd.
What?
There are takeout containers in the trash can.
So? That's my dinner from last night.
What's odd is they're in the trash can.
Look, honey, I promise there's no one here. I've had a long day. I just want to have a quiet dinner by myself.
Oh, very well. I'm no stranger to enjoying the pleasures of solitude. Oh!
What?
Have you gotten Leonard a welcome home gift yet?
No.
Oh, great. Do you want to go halvesies on a $200 squirt gun?
Hey, Annie.
Hey.
I made some brownies. You want one?
You're kidding, right? You know, I'm trying to lose weight. God, I thought we were partners in this marriage.
We are. Stop it. And for the last time, you're not fat.
Really? Tell that to the bathroom scale, because one of you is lying.
Fine, forget I asked. How was dinner at your mom's?
Awful. I had a rubber ointment all over her again.
Why can't she do it?
Because we've got a deeply unhealthy relationship. Which reminds me, do you think you can get any samples of this from work? This is supposed to last her a month, but they didn't take into account the square footage of her back.
Let me see. How long have you been putting this on her?
I don't know. A few weeks. Why?
This is really strong estrogen cream. Please tell me you've been wearing gloves.
Like these swollen sausages could fit in gloves.
The estrogen's getting absorbed by your skin. That's why you've been all bloated and moody and a giant pain in the ass.
You're full of estrogen and you don't act like that.
That's because I'm a woman. I've had years of practice riding the dragon.
Fine, I'll wear gloves next time.
It's still gonna take a few weeks for the hormones to leave your system.
I feel so stupid and fat.
It's okay. You still look great to me. Why don't we go in the bedroom and I'll prove it to you?
Sex? Really? I mean, that's just your solution to everything.
Oh, and here's a fun thing. I worked it out so that there are two different words for spoon. Planko and Janko. Planko is a spoon with food. Janko is a spoon without food. Janko is spelled with a silent p-tang. Sheldon. You're not even listening to the rules of my made-up language.
Yes, I am.
Then what does tweepadoc mean?
Elephant?
Lucky guess.
I'm sorry. I'm just distracted by something that happened over at Penny's.
What happened?
I fear Penny is being unfaithful to Leonard.
What?
She claimed to be alone when there was obviously someone else in her apartment. I have no choice but to assume the worst, given Leonard's lengthy sea voyage and her famously ravenous nether regions.
I don't think Penny would cheat on Leonard.
Yeah. Oh, really? She and I once had a staring contest. She clapped really loud and made me blink. It's a small leap from there to sexual infidelity.
You're being ridiculous.
Amy, there were Chinese food containers in the trash can.
Poor Leonard.
At Penny's door.
Do you hear anything?
I hear a woman's voice.
Is it Penny?
But no, it's you. All right, I hear whispering and giggling. Now I think I hear kissing.
Like you know what kissing sounds like.
There's kissing in Star Trek, smarty pants.
Let me listen. It sounds like Leonard.
Please. Why would Leonard come home early and waste his time kissing Penny when he could be hanging out with his best buddy? That's it. I'm catching her in the act.
No, Sheldon, don't.
Aha!
What the hell?
Leonard?
Sheldon, you cannot just barge in here like that.
Right.
He steps back out.
Penny! Penny!
A despairing Leonard takes a seat.
Are you going to answer the door, or should I open it and say aha again?
I'm sorry, Sheldon. I should have told you I was back. I just wanted to have a couple days alone with Penny.
No, no, I should apologize. I never realized to what extent our friendship was a burden to you.
That is not fair. I complain about what a burden it is at least once a month.
No, 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 let's not sugarcoat this. You find me finicky, pedantic, and annoying.
No, he doesn't.
I actually have used those exact words before. In that order.
Well, Leonard, I think it's high time you and I address the Tweepadoc in the room.
The what?
Amy?
Please leave me out of this.
Fine. Leonard, there's no need for you to pretend to like me anymore.
Come on, I said I was sorry.
No, no, you save your apologies for after you've had disappointing coitus with Penny.
It was fine.
Come on, this is silly. Hey, I brought you back a little present from my trip, huh? It's that sailor cap that you wanted. It's neat, huh?
But you honestly think you can buy back my friendship with a cheap souvenir?
I don't. No, I really don't. Just try it on.
Leonard discreetly gestures to the girls.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, sailor.
Excuse me.
With his white sailor's cap on, he goes to check himself in the bathroom.
This changes nothing. Except the Halloween costume I'm wearing this year. Amy, you're going to be olive oil. Lay off the donuts.
Thanks for coming over.
No problem. Ooh, you made little sandwiches.
Yeah, that's cucumber and cream cheese. That's turkey and loganberry. And don't tell my hips, but I'm warming up a brie in the oven.
Nice. So, what's up?
Okay. Well, I've been reading up on all the side effects you can get from estrogen, and I need you to be honest with me. Do my boobs look bigger to you?
Well, it's kind of hard to tell.
Come on, Raj, it's a yes or no question.
Well, I'm not sure. Wait, jump up and down. Let's see if they jiggle.
Baring his chest, Howard complies and shakes his flag.
I still can't tell. You know what? Okay, give me some of this.
Raj jiggles his chest.
Seriously?
Wait, do you want my help or not?
Fine.
Howard pulls his top behind his head, then jiggles his scrawny chest.
Okay, yep. See, that looks like they could be bigger. But you know, I bet when I do it, mine do the same thing.
Raj bares his chest and jiggles it rather expertly.
Yeah, they kind of do.
Let me see something.
Hey, easy. My nipples are sensitive.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Raj warms up his hands. Then Bernadette walks in on him, groping both his and Howard's breasts.
Maybe.
Let me feel.
Now they're both copping a feel and gently kneading each other's flesh.
No, I am definitely up a cup size.
You know, but they're very firm, so you've got that going for you.
You think?
Yeah, very perky.
Thank you. I really needed to hear that today.
Ooh, breeze ready.
Yay!
At Sheldon's.
Morning.
Hello.
So am I driving you to work, or are you still mad at me?
I'd like a ride. Assuming you actually do take me to work.
Where do you think I would take you?
Who knows? You said you'd be home yesterday, but you came home 3 days ago. Now you say you're taking me to work, but for all I know, I'll end up in a deserted amusement park. Or a cornfield maze. Or a back alley dog fight, you tell me.
I'm going to work. You can come if you want.
Okay. By the way, you have something on your shirt.
No, I don't.
Hurts, doesn't it?
They step out of the flat.
You know, I find myself wondering if anything you've ever told me is true.
I didn't make it back. The ship sank. I'm in hell.
You say you're from New Jersey, but how can I believe you?
Why would anyone claim to be from New Jersey if they weren't?
All right, I'll give you that one.
Hey, I said I was sorry. What else do you want from me?
I want you to admit that what you did was wrong.
Fine. What I did was wrong.
I wish I could believe you.
You know what? I'm not driving you to work because you're incredibly annoying.
You say one thing and do the other, so then you are driving me and you find me a delight.
Stop it.
But keep it up.
Bye.
Hello.
Leonard walks out of the building.
So I guess you're really holding up the other four fingers?
Oh, hey, what are you doing here so early?
Driving Sheldon to work.
He's still mad at Leonard, huh?
He's mad at you, too. He says you're the succubus who led his friend astray.
I don't know what succubus is, but it has suck in it, so that can't be good.
Thought I heard you out here.
Hey, Sheldon.
You don't get a hey. You get a hmm.
Come on, don't be like that. We had so much fun together the last couple of months.
You're right. Which makes your betrayal all the more devastating.
Sheldon.
I let you buy feminine hygiene products with my supermarket club card. Do you have any idea the kind of coupons I'm going to get in the mail now?
Sheldon, your fight's with Leonard. Penny's got nothing to do...
Now, careful, Amy. The friend of my enemy's girlfriend is my enemy.
Really?
Yes. You're either with me or against me.
You want to take the bus to work?
Maybe there's a third option.
FYI, had a donut for breakfast, you jerk.
So now we're just waiting for the data from the ship to be crunched, but the numbers look pretty promising.
That's so great. Have you guys proved the existence of Unruh radiation? Hey, my eyes are up here.
Howard, Raj, Judas.
You know what? You're a crazy person.
A crazy person with a long memory and, if all goes according to plan, a robot army.
Stop it.
Or a mutant army. It depends on how my Kickstarter goes.
I said, stop it. Now listen to me. You two aren't just friends. You're best friends. And that's a beautiful thing. I mean, Leonard, you know why he's so mad at you? It's because he missed you. And as his friend, you should be happy. He has love in his life, as I do. This man held my breast the other day, and I love him for it.
A little loud, dude.
So, can we please put aside these petty differences and just be glad we're here together?
Okay. I suppose so.
Thank you.
Well, it wasn't anything weird. It was just to see how big they were.
And then Leonard took me to the barber and the dentist, and then to cap off the perfect day, the Los Angeles Bureau of Weights and Measures.
I thought the measures were going to be the stars of the show. Turns out, it was the weights.
I'm so glad you guys are friends again.
And I'm glad you and I are friends again, too.
No.
Which reminds me, this came in the mail, and I want you to have it.
50 cents off of Vagisil.
Think of me when you apply it.
Can I just say, I've missed all of us hanging out together.
Yeah.
Me too.
Since when can Kuthra Polly talk in front of the girls without a beer?
Oh, that happened right after you left.
No one told me?
Can't believe we forgot to tell him.
The coupon.
Think of Sheldon when you apply it.